Psalm 21. The king shall rejoice in your strength, O Lord, and in your salvation how greatly will he rejoice. You've given him his heart's desire, and you've not withheld the request of his lips. For you've gone before him with the blessings of goodness. You set a crown of fine gold on his head. He asked life of you, and you gave it to him, even length of days for ever and ever. His glory is great in your salvation. Honour and majesty you've laid upon him, for you have made him most blessed forever. So, what is this talking about? Well, it's clearly a psalm of David, as it says, but he's rejoicing that God has made him king. And, of course, you can understand why he's so really thankful for that, because there were times when he was being chased by Saul when it must have seemed that God's word of promise that he would be king one day just would never come true. When he was having to hide in Gath with the Philistines about to kill him, he had to pretend he was crazy to somehow slip away from them. When he was in the cave, when he really seemed Saul was going to get him, when Saul was chasing him up the conical hill and it seemed that they were getting nearer and nearer to the top, Saul was bound to catch him. But then Saul hears the Philistines have attacked and he has to run away. So now finally, Saul is dead and God's amazing word about the kingdom has come true. And this is how it's going to be for us when we're in the kingdom. We're going to feel something of this, like, wow, who am I to get here? It seemed absolutely impossible when I was human and living my life, but wow, it's come to this. So he goes on. For the king trusts in Yahweh, and through the mercy of the Most High he will not be moved. Your hand will destroy all your enemies. Your right hand will find out all those who hate you. You will make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire will devour them. Their fruit you will destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against you. They imagined wicked devices which they're not able to perform. Well, there was Saul and his sons dead on Mount Gilboa, and I suppose that David sees in this the judgment of God. And yet, at the same time, he's very sad, because when Saul and Jonathan are killed, he laments for them. He's really upset about it. And yet, I suppose a bit later, as he actually is crowned king, he realizes that, yes, you know, Saul really did sin and really was trying to kill David and make his life an absolute misery, breaking up his marriage and everything. And he's saying that, yep, well, this is what's happened. Although he rejoices that the judgment has been carried out, but he's very sorry for the individuals, for Saul particularly, who was the one judged. And that's what it's got to be like with us. You've got to love the sinner, but hate the sin. Because when he says they intended evil against you, well, they certainly intended evil against David, that's for sure. But you, may you, O Lord, be exalted in your strength, and so we will sing and praise your power. So all the way through, he's recognizing that I'm king only because of God's power. He's giving all glory to God, not to himself. So though David wasn't perfect, I think you see here in the psalm a good attitude, giving all glory to God and saying, this was of you and only of you, and I will praise you because of this. And so you must never think, whatever you apparently achieve, that you did this in your strength. This is all totally from God.